This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Candidates who filed nominations for House of Representatives election for November 20 can withdraw their candidacy today. Election Commission to provide election symbols to candidates today itself. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deo assures to create investment-friendly environment for NRNs. Ruling coalition directs to withdraw rebel candidacy. And G7 countries say they will back Ukraine for as long as it takes in the wake of Russian missile strikes. Now the news in detail. Candidates who have filed their nomination for the upcoming election of the members of the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly can withdraw their candidacy today. As per the election schedule released by the Election Commission, the candidates contesting in the first-past-the-post system for House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly constituencies can withdraw their candidacy from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. by visiting the offices of the Chief Returning Officers and offices of the Returning Officers by the candidates themselves or by their representatives. The final list of the candidates will then be published from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. today itself. The election symbols will be provided to the candidates from 4 p.m. today. The Election Commission has already established 165 election officers with 77 chief returning officers and 88 returning officers for the election to be held on November 20. 57 political parties have filed their candidacies in the first-past-the-post election for the House of Representatives election scheduled for November 20. These political parties have filed 1,433 men and 150 women candidates for the House of Representatives election. As per the data published by the Election Commission, a total of 943 candidates, 858 men and 85 women have registered their candidacies as independents. A total of 2,526 people, 2,291 men and 235 women have filed their nominations towards first-past-the-post electoral system for House of Representatives election. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deo has said that the government is committed to create an enabling environment in which the non-resident Nepalis and NRNs can easily put in investment and take back the investment return. Addressing a program organized by non-resident Nepali Association NRNA on the occasion of NRNA Day today, he said the government had been facilitating through various policy and legal reforms for utilizing NRN's investment for the nation's development and rebuilding. Stating that the Nepalis spread throughout the world have contributed to enhance the country's identity and prestige abroad as well as in the development and construction of the country concerned, he urged all the NRNs affiliated to the organization to utilize the capital, technical and managerial skills and knowledge they have earned abroad for the nation's prosperity. Prime Minister Deo called upon the NRNs to emphasize on investing the income they have earned in foreign land in various productive sectors in Nepal, as well as in bringing the capital and technology of the foreign investors in Nepal through coordination and collaboration with the Nepali embassies in the related country. Home Minister Balkrishna Khadra said the incumbent government is committed to providing citizenship to the non-resident Nepalis NRNs as per the constitutional provision. At a program organized by the Non-Resident Nepalis Association NRNA on the occasion of its establishment day yesterday, Home Minister Khadra recalled that the bill on citizenship was not authenticated by the president, though the bill was passed twice from the Federal Parliament. He added that the bill was passed with the purpose to granting citizenship to all Nepali citizens and also to give citizenship to NRNs as per the constitution. The ruling coalition has instructed those who have rebelled against the official candidates of the parties to withdraw their candidacy within the specified time period. The directive comes in response to many leaders filing nomination against the official candidate representing the ruling coalition for November 20 House of Representatives and Province Assembly election. A total of 16 people have died in incidents of natural disasters in different parts of the country in the last 24 hours, according to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA. The NDRRMA published a bulletin stating that 16 people died in Kalikot, Mugu, Humla and Bazura districts, while 17 people are reported missing in the past 24 hours. One person died and one was injured due to incessant rain in Dang and Jumla respectively. Likewise, one person was injured in an incident of fire in Bhaktapur. Lately, Manthali Airport in Ramichap district has recorded the highest amount of rainfall, 40.4 millimetre. According to the NDRRMA data, so far 276 people have died and 33 have gone missing in the disaster-related incidents that took place this year, with the majority of the people falling victim to landslides. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, meanwhile, has said that the weather will gradually start improving from today, with the low pressure system developed near Nepal becoming weaker. Meteorologist at the division, Hira Bhatrai, said that all the monsoon is active, the low pressure system is weak, and there will be gradual improvement in the weather. She said the weather will fully improve across the country in the next 2 days. Incessant rain occurring since the past 8 days is taking place only partially over the last 3 days due to influence of the existing monsoon as well as the low pressure system that has developed around Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Leaders of the G7 group of rich nations have said they will back Ukraine for as long as it takes in the wake of Monday's major Russian missile strikes. The group, which met for emergency virtual talks yesterday, said it would keep on giving military and humanitarian aid. NATO also said it would stand with Ukraine for as long as necessary. At least 19 people were killed and scores more injured as Russian missile hit regions across Ukraine, including central Kyiv. Strikes continued into Tuesday, with civilians advised to stay in air raid shelters. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the attacks were in retaliation of a strike on a key bridge linking with Russia with occupied Crimea, for which he blamed Ukraine. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has warned the worst is yet to come for the world economy as war in Ukraine continues and prices spiral. In its latest assessment of the global economy, it said for many people, 2023 will feel like a recession. The body which works to stabilize the global economy has downgraded its economic growth forecasts due to impact of Russia's Ukraine invasion. UK growth is set to grind to a near halt next year, growing by 0.3%. That marks 0.2% downgrade from the IMF's July forecast and a sharp from the 3.6% rate of growth for the UK economy expected in 2022. The analysis by the influential financial institution does not, however, take into account the Chancellor's recent mini budget. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in province 1, Madhya province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly along with partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of province 1, Madhya province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Candidates who filed nominations for House of Representatives November 20 election can withdraw their candidacy today. Election Commission to provide election symbols to candidates today itself. Prime Minister Sherbadu Deoba shorts to create investment-friendly environment for NRNs. Ruling coalition directs to withdraw rebel candidacy. And G7 countries say they will back Ukraine for as long as it takes in the wake of Russian missile strikes. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.